Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Herbie, Bears have a GM. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
By the way, I'm not going to allow him to talk about, I don't want to go somewhere, I don't want to be in a rebuilding situation. Dude, you were on a team that blew by its division, was the number one seed in the NFC, had the game at home against a much lower seeded team, a team that won in an upset, and you still lost. How much on a platter do people have to put this for you to walk into a situation? You have the best receiver in football on your team and a defense that played great on Saturday night. You know who didn't play great? You, buddy. I know that there's a lack of mirrors in your house, but if you're looking for a reason why the Packers aren't playing this weekend, all you have to do is go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. Like Matt Nagy looking for the whys, the why is right there. It was you. Don't blame this on Gutekunst. Don't blame this on the city of Green Bay. Don't blame this on your teammates. Blame it on yourself.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Ryan Poles is the new GM of the Bears. I don't know if that's good or bad. Bishop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We are going to talk some Bulls with Cody Westerlund. We are going to talk Bears with Cam Ellis, and there's other stuff, too. Oh, yeah, I'm doing top five today because it will be the most controversial top five that we have ever done on this radio show. My top five guitarist. Ooh! We are going to have ourselves a good time. We are going to talk some Bulls after their escape last night from Oklahoma City with Cody Westerlund next here on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
In play in front, Muscala, open top side three, good. They're going to count that three, but it's too little as the Chicago Bulls, with a 111-110 victory, Bulls win. And I can finally exhale. Wow. Bill.
I saw that movie.
I would pay money to hear Bill Winnington's review of Waiting to Exhale. I really, truly would. I would love to hear his thoughts on Angela Bassett. Before we get to Cody Westerlund, who is our Bulls guy, our Bulls insider, if you're just jumping in the car or just logging on from your desk, the Bears reportedly, according to Albert Breer, Ian Rappaport, Mike Florio, they have a new GM, and it is Ryan Poles. Here's a little bit of his resume. He has been the executive director of player personnel for 1 year with Kansas City. Before that, he was the assistant director of player personnel for 3 years or three seasons. He has spent his entire career working inside the Kansas City Chiefs organization. He's 36 years old, went to Boston College, and that's it. If you're tuning in to hear me like go scorched earth on the hire or be over the moon, I'm not going to do that. I don't know. And that was the thing about all of this, where people are like, well, I got a list of, with the coaches, it's a little bit easier, but still, I think a really odd exercise of, well, I'm invested in Jim Harbaugh. Well, I'm invested in Jim Caldwell. I don't know. And the combination of GM and coach, I'm looking forward to hearing what Ryan Poles has to say about how he envisions the Bears looking under his watch. And then we can hold him to his words and see if his words match his action and see what he says about being there to hire the coach, which I do think is a good thing. I think that it's good that the Bears hired the GM first. This way, he's at least a part of the process of hiring the head coach. That's what you want. As more information comes in, we will take care of you throughout the day. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Cody Westerlund covers the Bulls for us here at 670 The Score. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cody, thanks for hanging out with me. I appreciate it.
How you doing today, Lawrence?
I'm good. I was reading your stuff pregame yesterday leading into it, and the DeMar DeRozan rest thing I think is really significant. Why did the Bulls give him a Veterans Day off?
Mainly because it was a back-to-back, and with Zach LaVine being out the previous five games, we'd seen DeMar carry a big workload on the floor, so his minutes were up a little bit, and even when his minutes were kind of stabilized and normal. Like, he had to expend so much energy on the offensive end as they kind of fought through this this depleted roster because of injuries. So this is something they'd thought about for quite a while, and they were looking at the schedule, like, when should it happen? And they'd envisioned it maybe in the latter half of the season. And it made sense for them, given kind of how the schedule broke. And just with these rescheduled games, I mean, I think this game against the Raptors tomorrow night for the Bulls is rescheduled from a COVID cancellation or postponement earlier in the year. So it's a really compact schedule right now leading up to the break for the Bulls, the All-Star break, that is. No 2 days off in a row, a lot of back-to-back. So they thought right now was the time for DeMar to take a break. He did, and they barely eked out a win without him.
They did. How did that game get as close as it was at the end?
Well, the Bulls don't handle ball pressure well, right? Like, with Alex Caruso out with this wrist injury after the flagrant 2 foul from Grayson Allen last Friday, they're down a ball handler there. Lonzo Ball isn't exactly a traditional point guard, but he's certainly another ball handler for them to have on the floor, even though he kind of spots up in the half-court setting. And then DeMar having the rest night, they didn't have guys that were comfortable with the ball in their hands. A lot of times late in games, you'll see DeMar will initiate the offense, and it doesn't matter if someone is leaning on him, slapping at his hands, slapping at his wrists. He uses that body, he uses his calm demeanor, and he gets wherever he wants to go on the floor, and he'll draw a double team and he'll hit someone that's open. And the Bulls are certainly capable when he's creating to kind of use that advantage to have an efficient offense in the half court setting. But with him out, like, Zach and Kobe were not comfortable with the Thunder's ball pressure, and that's a young Thunder team too, so they got a lot of energy. They send a lot of guys at you in waves. Lou Dort's one of the better defenders in the NBA. He was up in the grill of several guys, including Zach LaVine, throughout that game. And Billy Donovan said it after the game, like, the Thunder might have been fouling some. They might have been fouling too often, and maybe a call was missed here and there. But the Bulls didn't handle that pressure well enough to draw fouls and force the officials to call fouls by using what they could do and creating an advantage, basically. And then they melted down with some turnovers and barely hung on. So that's a learning experience, but it's also really horrifying if you look ahead what could be coming for the Bulls if they're really down so many ball handlers moving forward. But luckily for them, DeMar DeRozan will be back in the lineup tomorrow night.
Io hits his first 9 shots, franchise record, consecutive shots made. He finishes with 24 points in the game. He's averaging 15 points a game when he starts. Obviously, when we're talking about DeMar DeRozan and usage rate, you're talking about a second-round player that has played above where he got drafted all season long in whatever role that the Bulls have put him in. Is there any fear of too much exposure or too many minutes for a guy like Dosunmu because of all of the different pieces that are out for this Bulls team?
Yeah, there is, and Billy Donovan has mentioned that before, and not overburdening Kobe White or Io Dosunmu, but in the same like comment, in the same answer, he'll respond and be like, but what are my other options right now when Zach has a knee injury, when Caruso is out, when Lonzo Ball is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks? And he just keeps trotting him out there. And if you look, Io's usually around the minutes leaders for the Bulls. I mean, he's been playing 40 minutes in some games recently, if not getting close to 35. So it's just where the Bulls are at right now with the attrition to their roster, and I don't think there's a lot of other choices. But yes, ideally, he would be playing a few minutes fewer and not having to initiate as much of the offense, and it helps with Zach LaVine back now. Zach and DeMar should both be on the court tomorrow night. Hopefully, Io doesn't have to do that for the Bulls' sake, because the Bulls' fear isn't that, like, he can't handle it or it's going to make his play nosedive. It's just they don't think he's going to keep up that efficiency if he has to be the main man, and that's certainly probably going to be the case. The big game last night notwithstanding, because he was really good, like you said. First 9 shots, he made a Bulls rookie record, and then 10 of 14, 24 points was a career high for him. And he's probably at his best when he can get out in transition, kind of be that bench scorer and energizer and get to the rim, make layups, and make open three-pointers when others create for him, because he's been really good at spot-up shooting, shooting 45% from three this year. So whether it's spot-up or off the dribble, he's been really good at it. But he's at his best, I think, when Zach and DeMar are obviously creating.
Zach with 23 points wasn't terribly efficient. How do you think he played?
I thought he looked good. I thought he was really healthy. And I think that's the most important part for the Bulls. I thought maybe they'd put him on a minutes limit. Billy Donovan came out pregame and was like, well, not really. I mean, we're not going to play him 40 minutes, but he ended up playing 35. So I thought what you saw from Zach, the scare of the knee injury, the knee soreness, seems to have passed. You know, a little rusty. That's going to happen when you're off a week or two like he was. And he passed the ball pretty well at 7 assists. I thought that mattered because the Bulls offense, as much as you want to say, like, it relies on DeMar DeRozan so much, but I think part of the reason that pairing works so well with Zach is that Zach's the one that kind of spices the offense up from a speed angle in some ways. And that just isn't half court, or excuse me, isn't just transition, but in the half court, like, he's the guy cutting to the hoop. He's the guy making really quick moves and getting the defense out of position. And I think you saw more of that. Like on Sunday night, the Bulls were terrible against the Magic. DeMar DeRozan still got his 41, but it seemed like at times he was kind of just getting his 41 on an island as the Magic let him do his thing and kind of took the other guys out of it. Zach LaVine really can create openings and put pressure on defense from a speed aspect in a way that DeMar DeRozan doesn't. So I thought you saw a little bit more of that last night. That's probably why the Bulls were a little bit more efficient offensively and had a spark on that end. So that was important, and I think that's what he brings. And then we saw what he doesn't bring all the time is in the final 4 minutes of games when there's lots of ball pressure, doesn't have the calming influence quite like DeMar DeRozan. So that's what he brings, and they've been a really good pairing, and the Bulls' goal is to get that back humming again here this week with those guys both healthy, and that's what we'll see moving forward.
Vooch, 10 of 18 last night. I thought offensively he looked back on track. Defensively, especially towards the end, there were some questionable moments. When do they think he's at his best, and how could he be that more consistently?
Well, I think it's no secret he's number three on the pecking order there behind Zach and DeMar. But I think the Bulls like him, Vooch, that is, at his best when he's involved at least, because that allows his passing skills to be showcased. And I think that is a fundamental element of the Bulls. We don't always see it every night because Zach and DeMar get the headlines, might have the ball more, the way the game plays out, the way the defense sets up. Vooch isn't needed as much, but when they can get him in the pick and pop game and he can get a little bit of rhythm, I think they like that quite a bit. Because there will be long stretches on the floor when DeMar's with the second unit. That leaves some space for Zach and Vooch to just operate on the first unit for stretches without DeMar. And then Coby White is another guy who has played well off Vooch for long stretches, whether it's spotting up when he's in the post or the high post and finding Coby moving to new spots around the three-point line. So I think that's kind of the window for how Vooch can best help the Bulls from an offensive standpoint. But there's no doubt, like, I mean, he's been the number one option in Orlando for a long time. He was number two option behind Zach last year for the Bulls, and it's been a transition to number three, and he hasn't had a rhythm for long stretches. So, like, good night for him last night. 10 of 18, really good time for Vucevic to have a big game because the Bulls needed to win that one without DeMar, and it was more difficult without him. So that was key, but he's got to string this together, and he's got to understand some nights, you know, 13 points on 5 of 9 shooting might be your calling, but he needs to be 5 of 9 instead of 3 of 9. Like, that's a big deal from an efficiency standpoint and just in close games, obviously. So some nights he'll be asked to do more. Some nights he'll be asked to do less. But I think being able to get him in that pick and pop game a little bit and just having him feel like he's part of the flow rather than just option number three, maybe isolated by himself in certain situations, I think that's the mindset for the Bulls at this point.
Cody, how would you describe the spot that the Bulls are in as the trade deadline gets closer? Because I look at it as it being a little weird because you have needs. You know that Caruso is going to be out for 2 months. You know that Lonzo is going to be out for a while. So you have needs, but the things that you would use to get stuff back to in a trade, you need to stay afloat. So what do they do?
Yeah, I think that vision's had to have been realigned, right? Like, I think we've been talking so much, like, what's the top tier player that they could conceivably get? And I don't mean necessarily star player, but just top tier available on the market, a guy like Jeremy Grant. Now it's like, well, maybe the Bulls just need some backcourt help, even if it's just a rotation player who's lower profile or lower cost. Because if Caruso and Ball are going to be out this long and the Bulls look like this sometimes when they get get ball pressure on them, that could be somewhere where they actually need just one more player in the mix to kind of survive the season, even if that guy doesn't make much of a difference for the playoffs or he isn't even in the rotation. So I think the other thing, too, the Bulls got to be cognizant about is we were talking like 3 weeks ago, you know, first week of January, like, could this team get the one seed in the East? And when we were looking at their health situation, it was plausible, right? Like Caruso is going to be coming back. And if they could stay healthy, this is before Lonzo went out, like this is a team that could make a run at the one seed. Maybe you avoid the Nets and Bucks until the Eastern Conference Finals. And then it feels like you have more credibility to make a move for someone like Jeremy Grant at the trade deadline. Well, now the Bulls got to be looking at like they could fall to the 4 or 5 seed just by the way their injury situation is, just with some of the tough stuff they'll have coming up. And I think it's hard to justify trading someone like Pat Williams in any world whatsoever to get a Jeremy Grant when you're going to maybe be a 4 or 5 seed. And again, that's something that AK and Mark Eversley have to think about every single day, but it has changed the equation. I think maybe you're looking at this year isn't the right time to make that big move yet, even though when you look at the potential of some guys, like you look at someone like Pat Williams, like his potential is what intrigues people, and it hasn't been his production so far. So I still understand why he would be a very desirable trade chip throughout the NBA, but it's something that the Bulls really need to rethink. And I think this probably, just the events of the past few weeks, probably makes them a little less likely to go all in than they were before, if they were even entertaining that.
Cody, as always, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for jumping on and talking Bulls with us after that crazy game last night.
Appreciate it.
That is Cody Westerlund talking Bulls with us. The Bears have a new GM. Ryan Poles has now got the job. He's got to go find a head coach. We're going to go over his resume and let you hear from him next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
So there's some weirdness going on in football. We'll get to the Bears in a second. Sean Payton has informed the Saints that he is going to retire. And why wouldn't you when it looks like there's a bag of money available to him to be the next Tony Romo for Fox? If you can get that, Tony Romo is going to make more money as a color commentator than he did as a quarterback for the Cowboys. So if you're Sean Payton, why coach one team when you can coach 32 and probably make more money doing it than you're making as a coach? Or maybe he just wants to step away. That's usually what people say. I want to spend more time with my family and I want to break down some tape. And
he saw that year without breezes too.
He sure did. He saw I have to game plan with Trevor Siemian. No disrespect.
All disrespect.
And the two quarterbacks that he handpicked, by the way.
And they gave a lot of money to my mans.
Yes.
Congratulations, though.
Taysom. But here's the difference, though, between Taysom Hill and Chase Daniel. Taysom Hill is out here taking hits. A lot of them. Chase Daniel's still getting a check. Was Chase in San Diego with the Chargers?
Is he in Kansas City back in Kansas City?
Find out where Chase Daniel is making his millions of dollars this year to not play. I feel like he was a Charger.
You're correct.
See? You're never going to play. And you never worry. You have never have to worry about playing. No competition here. How much did he make this year? $3-4 million? $5 million? Hall of Famer at the bank. Chase Daniel. But Sean Payton has told the Saints that he retired, and you kind of figure something was up because the owner was like, we don't know what's going on with Sean, even though he's got years left on this deal. So what I imagine what happens is he secures the bag from a television network and then gets the Jones to coach again in a couple of years. What's Sean Payton, 57, 58 years old?
By the way, Chase Daniel made a little over $1 million this year.
All right. Well, still, though, he didn't have to play. And he made over $1 million. Hall of Famer at the bank, first ballot.
I was going to say, you know, the team that paid him the most.
The Bears.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they did. He was here to hold Mitch's hand the whole time.
He was here for 2 years and made $10 million.
Yes, he did. Hall of Famer at the bank, first ballot. Ryan Poles is the new GM of the Bears. He has spent his entire career working for Kansas City, but he has worked under Pioli, Wolf, and Reed, or I guess technically with Reed. So I guess there is some diversity of ideas on team building that he can draw from. Hub made the point on Twitter that it's, if you look at the resumes of him and Ryan Pace, they're fairly similar. Greg Gabriel said on Twitter that he didn't know a lot about Ryan Poles, and then he started talking with people over the last 30 minutes and thinks that people that he knows think he's a very good evaluator. Here's the thing on this. And I know they're already, well, you got to give us some more Poles coverage. Here's how I feel about it. It might work. It might not. I don't know. Here are some of the ties. He went to Boston College. Brian Flores went to Boston College. He had signed a contract as a player with the Bears back in 2008 and then was done playing football and started working for Kansas City and never left Kansas City. He's a candidate of color, which I really like, that the Bears went and said, all right, put this black guy in charge. What I don't want, and I saw Herbie talking about this on Twitter, if you hire a younger person, a less experienced person to be the GM, are you going to give that person the opportunity to pick the coach that they want? This is why I didn't like the concept of head coaching interviews were going on without the person who's doing the hiring being in the job. I would have preferred, not that I have that big of an issue with it, I would have preferred if the Bears would have concentrated strictly on hiring the GM first and not having kind of these weird quasi-shadow interviews where Bill Polian is telling you, hire all of his friends from Indianapolis. But my hope is that he will be given the opportunity to run the search for a coach now that he is in place as the GM. We did find a little bit of sound, so if you want to learn more about Ryan Poles and what he thinks, this is from Wham Radio, like, giddy up. Woo, woo! Yes, this is Ryan Poles talking about how he expects to be as a general manager.
That whole process might have been one of the bigger events in my life, and especially as a personnel man. Once you finally put your philosophy and how you want to run a front office, how you want to build a team, what type of coaching you like, the type of players that you look for, and you put that on paper and you spend weeks and weeks and weeks doing that, then you present it in a good way to ownership and another head coach, you gain confidence in yourself on how to do it. But you also have a different perspective on your own team and how you want to move forward in your own career and how you look at your roster and what you want to do next. And someone gave me great advice too after this is make sure you know every situation that comes up moving forward and how would you deal with it and then how the Chiefs do. Because at the end of the day, I don't make the decisions here, but I give my opinions. But write down what you would do in those situations and build off of that so you're getting repetition as a lead man in the front office. So that experience has been great. It's given me a ton of confidence, and I look forward to whatever happens in the future.
Yes, Herbie, Jim Caldwell is in the building today. He had his scheduled second interview, and so does Dan Quinn. But again, that goes back to why y'all interviewing head coaches, which I would have preferred, as I stated earlier, that they do it in order of operation, where here's the GM gets hired, then the GM goes and he's in charge of the coaching search. They didn't do that. So it is a little strange that Jim Caldwell is there, Dan Quinn is coming back for a second interview, and maybe Ryan Poles doesn't like either one of those candidates and wants to go in a different direction. Will he be allowed to do that? These are all questions that I think every Bears fan has. This is where the idea of who's in charge and the concept of having someone in charge of your football operation comes into play. If you had a president of football operations or you hired that person hires the GM, GM then goes and gives their recommendation and hires the coach. If we're left to the devices of the people who were left from the Pace regime plus the hiring group that George laid out with Ted being on there and Soup Campbell being on there, they're making the decision on the head coach before the GM gets into the building. That always strikes me as being a terrible way of doing things. As I brought up to Spiegs and Parkins a couple weeks ago when we were talking about this, there's something else that I want you to keep in mind. And sometimes, I'm not saying that this is the case with Ryan Poles. I don't know the man from a can of paint. But sometimes when you're talking about minority candidates who don't get opportunities like this very often, they're going to be more okay with getting in the door and saying, I'll fix everything once I get in there. Instead of saying, I don't want you to interview coaches while we're in the closing stages of this negotiation. I'll handle that once I get in the door. But knowing how few opportunities there are for minority candidates, it's something to keep in mind. Cam Ellis will join us to talk about this and more next here on The Score. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.